Introducing the newest sensation in talk radio, Lincoln Thompson.
Hey, my friends, it's Fry Night. Welcome to the second weekly Lincoln Show.
On the Fry Night Show, we learn world history, hear important quotes, enjoy stories, read scripture, get musical rhythm, study the science of creation, observe how things work, collect the news, meet people, speak foreign languages, travel on field trips, decide the best way to do tasks, and share ideas for future Fry Nights.
You do remember that Fry Night is my word for Friday night. Here's a math quiz. Say the answer out loud. What's 1 plus 1 times 2? Let's remember the American Civil War and compare the Iraq War to it.
During the Civil War, in Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address, he referred to his first inaugural address when he said, "While the inaugural address was being delivered from this place, devoted altogether to saving the Union without war, insurgent agents were in the city seeking to destroy it without war, seeking to dissolve the Union and divide effects by negotiation. Both parties deprecated war, but one of them would make war rather than let the nation survive, and the other would accept war rather than let it perish. And the war came. And many men died." At the dedication of the cemetery at Gettysburg, Abraham Lincoln said, "Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live." And later in the dedication, "It is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced." Back to our century. In Iraq, a war came. Many are fighting. A small number have died. Let us support the soldiers and finish perfectly the task we have started until Iraq is a safe and stable independent nation.
If you had guessed that 1 plus 1 times 2 equals 4, then that is the incorrect answer. Can you tell me why? This is what the Russian language sounds like.
Привет, друзья! Меня зовут Наталья. Я не родилась в Америке. Вот вам загадка. Угадайте, откуда я? Я родилась и выросла в самой бедной республике бывшего Советского Союза. А теперь вы угадали?
She said, "Hello, friends. My name is Natalie. I was not born in America. Here's a riddle for you. Where am I from? I was born and raised in the poorest republic of the former Soviet Union. And now, did you guess?"
Привет, друзья. Это Наталья опять. И я вам скажу, где я родилась. Я родилась в Молдове. А столица Молдовы – Кишинев.
She just told you where she's from. Did you understand? Astronomers do not really know the distance to the stars. Their method of measurement is based on the Big Bang, which did not happen. God made the universe. The false astronomers guess that the more distant stars are traveling away from the Earth faster than the closer stars are. The redshift Doppler effect theory assumes that the universe is expanding evenly from a Big Bang billions of years ago. We have yet to find a correct way to judge the distance to the stars.
Hello, this is Vladimir, and, homeschool boy and, He very smart, he had a computer, he had a microphone, and he just talked to people, and everybody is so excited about this show, because it's like a world famous, you know, and you should listen every Friday night, you know, because you learn stuff, and that's very good, you know. This is a very good radio show, that's why I listen every Friday night, and Lincoln is a very smart man, if you listen, you'll be smart like me. This is Vladimir, and please submit your ideas of future show to this Lincoln. That's very good.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you next Friday night.